Rand and Brittany, for example, places that have certain, some extent, possible Arthurian associations, usually. Well, I belong to the New Chaucer Society. I'm fairly active in that. The New Chaucer Society.
Why is it New Chaucer Society?
Well, because the old one died out about 40 years ago.
Oh, I see. When was the new one formed? Soon thereafter?
No, it was in abeyance for a good long time. And it's disenchantment with the MLA, more or less, that has led it to develop in this country. They're publishing a new Variorum Chaucer, you know, and quite good outfit. I'm very pleased with what it has turned out to be. And I don't know. I've been president of the South Central Renaissance Society conference, rather. I've been president and editor and so on. I guess I've held every office there is in the Louisiana Folklore Society, which is largely because hardly anybody belongs most of the time. But we do put out a little thing, an annual called the Miscellany, Louisiana Folklore Miscellany, which I did edit for 10 years. Let's see what else I can tell you about myself. I guess that there are some local organizations that I belong to. The French Literary Society here, the Athénée Louisianais, which is 100 years old. And the New Orleans Shakespeare Club, which is also a pre-Civil War.
Mr. Harding was telling me about that yesterday.
Bunch of drunks.
He didn't seem to say that the social aspect was more important.
Bunch of drunks. It's all lawyers.
Oh. Well, that can be fun, too. Could you tell me about your parents, then, beginning with your mother? Where was she born?
Well, my mother was born about 6 or 7 blocks from where I was born, always going away from the river, you see, on Villeray Street in New Orleans. Her name was Marie-Jeanne. She was always known as Mariette because her mother was Marie. She was educated in private and public schools in New Orleans.
How far did she go in school?
She was at Newcomb for a time studying music as a special student, but she only finished high school. She also studied in France for a while, but that was cut short. She was a very able pianist, and her studies in France were cut short by World War I. She was caught and found it pretty hard to get back. Raggedy. Yes. Yes, is here. You want to talk to her? All right.
Hello? Yes. Yes, sir. Yes. Well, why don't I just give you a ring about 2:30 then and see if you're back? I will be, but I may be doing an interview that day. So I will have to see what I can set up for tomorrow. I haven't talked to the gentleman yet.